basically, even if you're if you've got a basic level of 5 kilometres, really, with the distance between now and the Ipswich Half Marathon on the 18th of September, you can build your distance up and quite comfortably get round without expecting any majorly fast times. That's fine. That's precisely what I did in 2009 when the course was slightly different. Gave it 6 weeks and I managed to get in under 2 hours, which I was really pleased with. And I wasn't last and I wasn't impeding any of the faster runners, so it worked a treat.
Now, if you want to find out more about Ipswich Half Marathon, sign up for it. IpswichHalfMarathon.com is the website. You can run for yourself, you can run for charity. An awful lot of people do. We think probably conservative estimate is that about a third of people taking part will be raising some sort of cash. McMillan is one of the beneficiaries, for example, of the Ipswich Half Marathon. For someone listening right now, Simon, speak to them directly, right? They're thinking about it. What would you say to make sure they go to the website and sign up to get involved in the Larkin Garran Ipswich Half Marathon?
I would say if you're thinking about it, definitely do it. The sense of satisfaction afterwards is extraordinary once you've completed a half marathon of any sort, but especially the Ipswich one, because it's very popular. I'm assuming it's your hometown if you're listening to this. It's a spectator-friendly course. Weaves in and out of Christchurch Park, so there's lots of people to see you and cheer you on, or, you know, tell you you're doing well, even if you look as though you're not.
And you get a medal and a goodie bag at the end of it.
Yes, I can't remember exactly what's in the goodie bag, but
well,
it's
that's
quite massive.
It's like a party. Hang on. Jessica is miming in the...
My sidekick is...
Jessica's woken up now, look. She's miming. You get
there's
beer.
There's some
beer
in it.
Beer. What else do you get? Come closer to the microphone, Jessica. What else do you get?
I'm pretty sure you'll get a decent packet of crisps, maybe some chocolate, and possibly a healthy piece
and
of
a medal.
Well, that's not in the goodie bag. That's handed to you at the end. That's the first thing you get when passing the finish line. Is you'll get your excellent.
Is that still
Larkin
the
Orwell Garran
Bridge?
Yeah, no, it hasn't anymore.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's got a group
keep
of runners
up, Simon,
on
keep
it.
Up, no.
Actual size.
Wow.
Well, you will get some fruit as well, just in case you want to eat a banana after running 13 kilometres.
I quite like the idea of a goodie bag with chocolate in.
But you'll probably get some beer or cider as
and
well.
And nuts, maybe, and some cherry bits.
I don't think there's any nuts.
Maybe
in
a
there.
Fish paste sandwich?
Perhaps, if
I
you're
know,
lucky.
You never know. You don't know until you open your goodie bag, do
if
you?
If you dress up as Darth Vader, like I did last year, you might win 6 pints of Green King. For best fancy dress.
Just you're saying. Selling it to so many people.